Dr. Suta is currently with us for recording. It's great to talk with Monty again. The Tuai Māori Battalion and Ngāti Muvisi scholarship recipients were announced on Friday. And for all his wonderful work across the years, at least a decade and a half, perhaps more, Monty was awarded the coveted Manukura Award for the mahi he put together in the Tuai Māori Battalion's history, Ngā Tamatoa, the Price of Citizenship. Monty's with us for a kōrero. Kia ora, ora wātu koe, te rangatira Monty. Congratulations.
Ai, tēnā koe, Dale. Thank you very much.
Well, you've put a lot of yourself into this mahi over the years, Monty, and of course success too as a fiction writer. But as far as this award is concerned, what does it allow you to do, Monty?
It doesn't allow me to do anything, I don't think. It just recognises the work I've done over the, pretty much over most of my lifetime, researching and writing about the 28th Māori Battalion. The Manaakura Award is presented every 3 years, and it recognises somebody who's made a major contribution in the field of research, and in a way that reflects the history of the Māori Battalion. The last person to get it was Tāwhiri Gardner, and so it's quite an honour to be considered in that same light. I guess it's just satisfaction in that the board sees that you've made a useful contribution, and so it's rewarding in that sense.
And obviously followed that up too with your, mahi on the First World War Māori contribution. Look, I thought it might have come with a big swag of money, which would allow you to do some other projects. But look, mana is more important than money, Monty.
Yeah. What's that?
I say mana is more important than money.
it does come with a bit of money, but not a big dosh. I think what's more important is that you've been thanked for what you've been doing, and that's appreciated.
Yeah, tēnā koe. And it is by all of us. You know, if my mind drifts into 28 Battalion Kaupapa, you're always front and centre. So thank you on behalf of all of us and the descendants of those brave men for your sharp focus across decades, Monty Suta. Tēnā koe. What's keeping you busy now? Kawai was really well received. This is your fiction, mahi. Where are we at with that one?
Two things are going on at the moment. First of all, I've just finished the second book in the Kawai series because it was a trilogy. And so I've written about the period when the first Europeans arrived and the early impact of colonisation. So the second book comes out in October this year, and it covers the period from around about 1820 to 1840, and it looks at the impact that, colonisation has on us in the form of muskets, whalers, traders, sealers, and missionaries, and how society changes as a result of that early contact. And the second thing I'm doing is preparing for ANZAC Day, because it's to be broadcast out of the Sea Company Memorial House here in Gisborne this year, and I will be appearing on that as an expert historian to give my words of wisdom about what's going on.
Well, tēnā koe, how was Kawai received initially? I read some neat reviews. Did it fulfil your hopes when you put it together?
Oh, more than it did more than I ever expected. It's still on the top 10 New Zealand novels after a year and a half, and it probably sold the most books for a New Zealand novel that in recent times. So that's great. So it's rewarding in that sense. But it's gone overseas, and I know I've been approached a few times for the rights to make a movie or a TV series out of it. But I think that people really have to see what the trilogy is about before I give those rights away, because it's not just one book. And I did write it in such a way that when you're reading it, you can see this happening on the big screen. So, you know, I'm excited about that, and I know that just with the interest in the first book, that the second book is going to have a great reception. My real goal in writing the series was to, you know, inform New Zealanders about their past, and I think if that many people are reading it, I mean tens of thousands, then it's serving its purpose. And I think, you know, the first book was about Maori society before Captain Cook arrived here, and that was really new information for a lot of people. I think it'll be just as informative when people read about, you know, the early days when Christianity the treaty and all those things occurred here in New Zealand. Ironically, it finishes in 1840. I always planned to do that, and now with the, you know, the interest in the treaty with the latest government, it's just the timing couldn't be perfect. Couldn't be more perfect.
Well, look, as we all should too, salute you for your ability to move between fiction and non-fiction and historical pieces. This tohu is afforded you for the Manukura Award. Congratulations there, and all the best with part two of the trilogy. So pleased that it was received as well as it has been, and all the very best as it unfolds itself for our benefit. Going forward, Mauri o te kākwe, te ranga tira Monty, good catching up with you. Hope life's good for you heading towards Anzac Day.
Oh, for you too, Dale. I mean, kia koe, kia koutou katoa.
Kia ora, thank you, Monty, for having a kōrero with us, albeit briefly, today.